So, welcome everybody, and thank you for coming. Donc, Gwaraf will show us how we can use awesome graphical user interfaces interacting with backend based on OFBs.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello everyone. So my name is Gaurav. I am here to like talk on this Apache OFBiz and modern UI. So this is about me, a bit about me. I have been working on some open source projects and with Apache from around 3 years. I am a full stack. Mainly, I am a JavaScript developer, and I am committed to two Apache projects, Apache Roller and Apache Fenerect. One of these in incubation is Fenerect, and also a long-term Apache OFBiz user. So I have been using OFBiz for around 3-4 years, working with the team back in our company. So I am also I mentored students with Google Summer of Code, Google Codein, and Outreachy programs. So that is a bit about me. So yeah, so about OFBiz. So as I think most of the people might know about OFBiz, so it's what I found it it's a complete solution for a business process, and it automates around most of the things for us. It has the ERP, e-commerce, CRM, and accounting, manufacturing, HR, so many modules in that. So it's a complete solution for an enterprise. So some of the I have been mostly working on the UX and UI side with my team. So some of the problems we faced with OFBiz working with it. So one of the things is OFBiz data model is quite good, and it's perfectly designed. And also when I first need to set up an when I was learning about bit of OFBiz, so I need to set up an e-commerce store with that. So it was really easy to set up. It took me around 1 or 2 days to get start with it. But some of the things that I was working with my team in the company, they were having having clients with, they were having problem with the back office application. So that is not that much user friendly. So there are so many modules and so many features function into that in the back office application. So at the end, user end up having a bit difficult using that. And also for the designers also, for the designers and the backend developers. So we have for example, we have a team, some backend developer that are working on the OFBiz part, the services and all the things. We have front-end developers. So the problem we came into when front-end developer get us the design in HTML or in HTML CSS, so we need to integrate that in a free market templates in OFBiz. So that came up as a bit difficult for the JavaScript or the front-end developers or JavaScript developers, because they were not familiar with the free market template. So it was a bit difficult for them. And again, what happened is they prepared the designs, they gave to the backend developer, and they both have to sit together and work for hours together, because they were not backend developers, are not that efficient with the frontend side. So what design they give when it gets implemented, it was a bit different. So there was many problems and bugs into the UI side. So that were the some things we have problems. And also the back office application, if we have to redesign it, free market is a bit easier also, because it has a similar format HTML. It's a bit easier. But again, if we need to have some changes in the back office application, order manager or something like that, there we have XML forms into that, and it's a bit difficult. I think it's a lot difficult to design it and have it responsive UIs and all other things, so that we can see it on mobile phones, because some of our clients need to have this order reporting and all these things on their mobile, so they can see it on daily basis or whenever they were traveling or something like that. So we were not able to design it properly with this XML forms. And also that is, as I say, there were so many features into it that might be they are not using, but again, that is into the OFBiz, so they end up in a ocean of like features. Some of that they might not be using, but again, it was a bit clumsy for them as an end user to use that things. So what we came up like. One thing is like why to talk about this too much on the UI UX side, because when I found like with the other platforms, e-commerce platform out there in market, so we have like Magento and all other things in the market, so they are like now coming up with good themes and like better end user experience. So people start complaining about all these things, like there's people in the market that are giving good end user experience, because they don't care about like what exactly you are using in the backend and what exactly is the code base. So their main concern was like the end user experience they were getting as a end user, and the customers, there's an e-commerce store, they have the customers they are having, so how their experience was. And so that is the main reason like we were like quite concerned about this thing, like how to like overcome this thing. So we came up like with the as also like there were some things into the market, like I was like working on this UI side, so I got to know about this material design stuff that is coming with Google launched it. So I was thinking like how we can use all this new UI UX things into Obviz and have it like get a product and product that the customer is happier to use and like satisfied with it. So I talked with them regarding that if we somehow can have this Obviz services, because all the free marker thing is like server side rendering. So I was like asking them if we can somehow have this Obviz services as a RESTful APIs. So they came up with the two things, like we tried using one is like we tried using Apache, CFX thing, CXF for this RESTful, and then another thing was Apache Wink. So to convert this Obviz services in RESTful APIs, like with the JSON responses and all, because for if we have some JSON response for my side as a UI developer, I can use any of the framework, like I can use AngularJS, I can use for mobile Ionic framework, all these things to consume this JSON and show it in a beautiful way in the applications or like in the web application or in the mobile applications also. So what we did is like we decoupled this thing, like backend, we have this backend developers just working on this Obviz services and making them RESTful, and we have a frontend team that is working, that is was preparing this AngularJS UI and the framework, JavaScript framework. So after that, what they did is that they just provide us the documentation with the endpoints and the what we call like the JSON responses, like what for post, like we what we need to hit it as a JSON to the server and what we will get in that. So they were like preparing that thing according to the responses, and it was quite easy as I was working. Like for me also, I didn't like previously I have to sit with them to work on this free marker and design with them this forms and all of the XML things. But now I was like just using the freely this JSON APIs, RESTful APIs that they provide me, and it was quite easier for me to have this only concentrate on the user experience side and this the web application and the like hybrid application that I was working on. So yeah, as I said, like we were using this Apache Wink. So Apache Wink is like a framework for building web services, and we exposed like login services, catalog services, products, and all other things. And some we also prepared a small. I also prepared a small order manager thing. That's a reporting thing, like how many orders we have for today and all this thing, because our client have a requirement. He told us like if he can have a small application, it can so he can daily see the all the orders that he have, how much value they have, like Amazon, eBay, all other things from all different channels, and he can quickly see it on his mobile application rather than going to the desktop and log in into the Obviz and then see that. So I can like with this thing I was like they were using the token authentication method, so it was easier for me. I put when every time I logged in into the application, so I stored that token, and for every request I use that thing, and that way I was able to like logged in the user in the application for quite a while. They don't have to log in again, and it was like quite a good experience for him. So some of the UI frameworks like I have been working on is like AngularJS is mostly for the website. We prepared one manufacturing application that was in Angular Material. And also like this AngularJS single page application. Most of this thing was like helpful in preparing small modules for the back office applications, because we have in back office, in Office back office, we have multiple modules like catalog, then inventory and all other things. So some of the like some people just want that the in some one example, as I told you, that he just want this order reporting to be have so handy that he can easily look into it and while traveling on all other things. So we just prepared this have this small Ionic application, integrate 4 or 5 services into it and have that ready, and he was like quite happy with that because he was able to like do it quite quickly rather than going into that application. So a bit about this thing, so how I like, let me show you some of one of the demo like we prepared for the reporting part. So I have one. So yeah, so this was like quite simple application. We were like calling the Office RESTful APIs and getting the order details of our web channels. Like we were having this detail like total sales for today, yesterday sales and month sales, and from different channels we have. So we hit this API and getting, I got this response from them. So accordingly I was like, it was quite easy for them also. They just wrapped that entire service, Office service, into a RESTful API, and they provide me and whatsoever I need it handy for me to use it. So I used it from here itself. So this is a one simple application like we build regarding it. So next I was like, we were thinking about enhancing it, like because we have now the data. So, and we can prepare some more services on top of, with this that are quite simple services, and then prepare some visualizations also, like graphs, like there was last month data, sales was this much, and the next month is this, today's sale, from some visualization charts or like this thing. So next thing we will be doing this visualization stuff on top of that. So it easy for me also, because otherwise I end up integrating that thing in the free marker, or like somehow I for the mobile application side I was stuck because I can't even use directly Office, so I somehow need this RESTful APIs so to prepare this like mobile application stuff. So also one I was like currently working on was this e-commerce, like preparing an e-commerce type of a thing. So we have, currently it's like static for now. I am like integrating the RESTful APIs into it. So with the this application is built on Ionic 2. So it was quite easier now for me, as I can like in parallel they were preparing the services. So I can build the entire application with some dummy data for now, and directly then replace that endpoint URLs with the real-time URLs. So it became so easy, then we can have parallel development also in this case. So you are having all these things, and I just have to query the APIs that we have for this from Office. So some of the like advantages or profits we got, like we saved a lot of time while development, and as I told you, like we were having like parallel development rather than having the team waiting for the backend team waiting for the designs to ready and then integrate into Obbiz. We were like have the entire backend ready and also the services ready on the other side and then integrated. And dependency was also like on the both teams were quite less. They were working independently. And this way we were able to do high level of UI, UX customizations and prepare like reporting tools, visualizations with D3 also. We worked on something, used D3 charts into that and prepared some visualization using that. And it was like quite good end user satisfaction because our customers were quite happy with that because they were able to get something good to see and good to use also. So yeah, some of these things, these are the like advantages you got about like working on it. So that is all about my presentation. So I was like, I applied to this talk, was thinking about like it is a small presentation of like 15, 20 minutes. So I was not that much prepared with this 50 minutes of talk. So yeah, it was a good experience for me coming here and meeting you all and talking about it. Thank you very much. Any questions you have?
So we have a lot of time for questions.
Hi, thank you for the work, really excellent. I'm very happy to see all of this. Can you explain to us, please, we didn't get a chance to get exposed to that. How did you do the wiring?
Wiring.
Between the front end and the back end. Because you can do it through Angular, you can do it through the controllers, mm-hmm, servlet. Right. You can do it multiple ways.
Yeah.
What was your technical choice in the wiring between the two? Because I thought you said you were decoupled. How were you decoupled?
So, decoupled here, mainly I said that this thing was like, we were preparing this order manager application for something. So in that, what we used to do previously was that get into the Obbiz code base, the back office. There we have a combination of some free marker files and some XML files which have the forms and all other things. So we need to design that thing to have that look into a responsive view or like some good UI UX views according to the design. So what we end up having is that we were not able to design it properly because there were difficulty designing the XML, the forms thing into that. So what we did is like I asked my team if they can prepare the same data rather than using this server-side rendering thing, like get from the server and using the servlet. They can get me the JSON response using this Apache Wink or like Apache CFX. They were using it to get me just the data that I need to show on the UI side. For example, if I need to show the statistics for a single day, how many orders they have, so I just need that data in a JSON format. If you can provide me that data in a JSON format, so I can use it, consume it in any way in a different application. I prepared an AngularJS application. It was entirely different. It do not have any relation with the Obbiz thing. So I prepared it in AngularJS and just consume the endpoints that they provided me that have this JSON response.
I see. Okay. So what made that choice reasonable for you? Why not, for example, immediately from Angular, mm-hmm, make a request to one of the services, mm-hmm, exposed to the web through the controller.xml or something, mm-hmm, and just fetch a JSON immediately? Why did you have a middle solution? What was the benefit that you got out of it?
Yeah.
It's not possible to simply. There is no way to call up these and to get XML or JSON format
through the controller?
No. You may use SOAP protocol. You may expose your service, your service through SOAP protocol, but you get SOAP envelope. Which is not correct, which is not a correct SOAP envelope. Which is a SOAP envelope in a format which is specific for this.
Right.
More question?
Thank you. It was very good presentation. My question is, about the, I mean, how big was the effort to publish the OFBits services as using a RESTful API?
It was quite easy to do with the, I think, when I was coming here. So I asked my one team member, like, to, because I also want to get this thing, get a bit overview about how you integrate this services. So in single day, I got to know about like how they integrate this Apache Wink from the documentation that is already on the Obvious Wiki. So there is a one page of documentation in Obvious Wiki which tells about like how you can integrate Apache Wink and have this services RESTful. So in a single day, we were able to prepare 3 or 4 services that simple for this e-commerce part. First was like get all category details, then all the products in that category and the product detail API. So these 3 APIs we were directly able to make in a single day as a newbie I am. So I was able to learn that thing. So it was quite easy to do that thing with Apache Wink.
Okay. Yeah, I understand from the, architectural point of view, it's doable and rather easy. My question was related to the fact that most or many OFBits services are not very clean. Some of them return objects that are easy to serialize as JSON.
Actually, I might not be able to answer that thing because I didn't directly work on the Java side. But yeah, as I was working with the team, so there were definitely some hiccups in between to convert this API. Some APIs that were like difficult to serialize in JSON. So there was many times what happened, there was multiple things going on in the process in backend. So sometime what happened, the JSON response when I was getting, there was too much time, the response time the I was getting, it was quite a lot. So yeah, some problems I think like they were, but I am not sure like how exactly they tackle that out.
But in fact, I think that hopefully you will be
Yeah, definitely, because I love to learn more about Obvious, and I will be definitely working on it now from now, because my the company I came from Raj, so he was my father, so he was working with the Obvious from quite a long time. We were working in Obvious from around 8-9 years, so entire team is quite experienced in all these things. So I'm quite a newbie, but I was I have talked in presentations and all that thing, so I thought let me go there and discuss about what we did with this UI side, because that was quite a thing which were having problems with us from last some years with the UI UX side.
Yeah, because in fact I think this will be also a good opportunity for the OFBits community to review, up the services to make them ready for
So I met I was in Amsterdam a while ago in March, so for a conference I met there one Obvious committer, Piri Smits, I think. So we were discussing about how we can make this thing. So I was thinking to make a specific this to the reporting side for the order management part and enhance a UI for that, and then we can contribute back to the community and see how we can make a reporting tool or some visualization tool for this reporting thing and have a good UI UX thing into it. So I was planning with discussing with him about this. So I will definitely take this up and discuss in the community about this thing to make a module on top of order management or this reporting stuff, so that we can have it in Obvious.
Thank you very much.
More questions? So it's my turn. Actually, I have 2 questions.
Yeah, sure.
The first one, can you give more detail about you spoke about token-based authentication?
Sorry?
Token-based authentication.
Yeah, so what we did is we have this token-based authentication, but what it has usually when we send a, what we call when we log in into the application. So we have this username password when we try to log in into it. So in response, the JSON API provides me a token, that is the authorization token. That token acts as a what we call like a, what I can say. It's a, it can it the token acts as an authorization for me for next all the requests that are protected in the application to get data from that. When I get the token, I pass it in the headers for each request. From next each request that I need to get a part, like data in as an authorization header. So for no, I think the this thing Wink or like this CFX they have some sort of thing into it for authorization thing. Might be always have that thing. I'm not like.
Yeah, we
use that obvious mechanism for authentication. There's nothing.
The second question. Was you able to use the same functional code in a browser-based application for your mobile application?
Yeah, definitely. So because as the response, like the APIs were all JSON, so I was able to, that is a good thing. I found like I was able to do that and use that same service for the mobile also and for the web also. Because on the web, I just need to prepare this Angular application and consume the same API. And with Ionic, Ionic is also based on Angular. That it prepares me a hybrid mobile application, and we have Angular on the website also for the web application. So it saves a lot of code also, because all the controllers and all other logics will be entirely same, services will be entirely same. So just the difference was on the part was mobile, on the Ionic side was the template that was different for the mobile views, and for the web like it was the different templates for the desktops and the other screens. So almost most of the code as a UI developer was also, as a JavaScript developer, was reused for me, and the services were entirely same. I don't need to model it out differently.
Thank you.
Okay, one more question from my side. So what I understood from you so far is that the real secret sauce in what you guys have done is Apache Wink exposing the services as services. Web services,
yeah,
with JSON communication back and forth.
Correct.
This is the critical part.
Critical part.
How much work was that to get Wink into the framework and expose? And that's it.
Yeah, that I just told him about. Like for me as a newbie, so it was just a single day. I was like able to integrate that Wink into Obvious and expose three, four services for my application. For like category, get all categories views first of all, and then all the products in that category, and then product detail. So these 3-4 services and plus login, I was like able to complete in a single day and like have that ready and use it in my application.
Did you fire it up as a separate process from OFViz to expose the services, or did you integrate it into?
Yeah, integrated into it. I use this. There's a documentation. I just follow the wiki. OFViz has a wiki page for this thing, Apache Wink. So I just downloaded the Wink library and the Java files and to integrate that into OFViz and have this. Have some entries on the web.xml and all the integration part that I need to do, and it was like ready for me to use.
Ah, so you just exposed it as another web application, the Apache Wink.
Yeah, it was similar type of.
Oh, that's very simple. Oh, that's nice. I like it. Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
So thank you, Gaurav.